down in the subway is to look at the posters and see who's on them. And more often than not, it's like six white faces and none of color. That is changing, but it is still very much the status quo in the entertainment industry.
We've been speaking about this with Wesley Morris. He won the Pulitzer for his film criticism of the Boston Globe. He now writes for the online magazine Grantland. Wesley, thanks a lot.
Thank you, David.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
Guarantee your seats today for the March 10th All-Day Ag Outlook meeting. It's at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. The cost is $25 and includes a continental breakfast and Beef House lunch. Keynoting the day is Sue Martin of Ag and Investment Services, and we'll get a presentation on land values from Murray Wise. And we'll take all of your questions on soybean and corn futures, cash grain, and whatever else is on your mind. Call now for tickets at 217-333-7300. That's 217-333-7300.
Support comes from Country Financial, hosting information sessions for farmers throughout the state of Illinois from December to March. Topics include updates on both the federal crop insurance program and the Farm Bill, as well as how to use grain marketing and crop insurance together to manage risk. More information is at countrycrop.com.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter March wheat, 582.5, up 9.5. July, 587.25, up 6.75. Soft March wheat is 540, up 7.25. July, 547, up 7. March corn, 385.25, now a half, now 3/4, up 5.75. July, 399.5, up 6. December, 413.25, up 5.75. March soybeans, 989.5, down 1.5, now 1.25. July, 1001, down 2.25. November, 973, down 3.5. March soybean meal, 326.20, down 50. March soybean oil, 33.16, up 17. February live cattle, 154.45, up 25. January feeders, 213.60, down 205. And February lean hogs, 74.70. They're down 92.5. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics in Atchison, Kansas. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, yesterday we got news from Informa for soybean acres for 2015, put corn acres at 88.6 million. And soybean acres at 88.0 million. We have a technical term for that. We call it even Steven. And I'm kind of thinking that if you look at the futures, it's acting like it has found equilibrium at this time.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look at the supply-demand fundamentals, and I would encourage everybody that has a chance to listen to this week's Commodity Week, because we talked about this, and I thought it was a really good show. But if you look at just the supply-demand fundamentals, the beans still look really tough from a standpoint of Informa's acres. But you also see that between corn's 88.6 that you mentioned and also the all-wheat acres of 54.8 that Informa put out, you have a feed grain market that should be at equilibrium at this point. I think you have the mindset spot on with what the trade is starting to feel given the weather. Given the fact that the South American crop is coming in beans, and given the USDA report this week in its totality, I think that the trade would logically probably want to continue to buy corn and sell beans with the idea that wheat is not a negative force any longer fundamentally, especially when you look at the U.S. supplies, not necessarily the world supplies, but the U.S. supplies. And so today we've got a little bit of fight back in the corn and in the wheat, and I think the Informa numbers do have something to do with that. I think it's also very important to think about the crude oil and the dollar, because we've been able to turn the crude oil higher. Today's high would actually erase, it's around 48.36, 48.37. That high would actually erase all of this week's losses. And I think this is going to be an extremely important way to close the week, especially going into the three-day holiday. So the feed grains are fighting back, not just because of Informa, not just because of USDA, but especially, in my opinion anyway, Dave, especially because the crude oil is fighting back. And that's even with the dollar making new highs and getting to its best level since November of 2003.
Okay, let's say that crude oil has found its low and next week rallies into the mid-50s and then into the 60s the week after that. What does that imply for grains?
My analysis would suggest that if the crude oil is making a low, then the dollar should make a high relatively quickly right after that. And if that's the case, then it doesn't make much sense given the U.S. wheat-ending stocks and the winter wheat acres and the weather warming up here in both the soft red and hard red wheat belt at the middle end of January, that March wheat should lose about 30 cents on the week, which is where we were headed going into this morning's opening. So my analysis would suggest you go low in the crude, high in the dollar, and then a low in the wheat, and then that in turn supports the corn market. And those two together, I think, can in turn support the beans because the trade continues to love to spread this market off. And we've taken that bean-corn ratio for the new crop from about 2.3 up to 2.4 since the report. Now we're going right back down close to 2.3 in favor of the corn. And in fact, with today's high right now, we're only about 8 cents from, or excuse me, where we're at right now in Dease corn, we're only about 8 cents from closing steady in the new crop corn, whereas the new crop beans are down, you know, almost 40 cents. So you can see pretty clearly what's happening in this market with the things we're talking about.
And I suppose we have to look to South America as a linchpin to all of that you just said, given that at least from a trader's perspective, a USDA perspective, the South American soybean crop continues to get bigger, even as we look at short-term weather and think maybe it's not.
Yeah, now this is an important point you make because we had Dr. Cordonnier on the Commodity Week as well, and he talked about the potential for decreasing production in Brazil depending upon what the weather looks like the next 30 days. And so I think that the USDA and CONAB probably have the numbers too high right now, even given normal weather. And I think this is where you're still going to have a record crop, though. And most importantly, what happened this morning was that China, we saw its first cancellation of about 285,000 tons of beans for the 14-15 marketing year. So either the Chinese have overbooked because their demand is not as good, or they've overbooked because their worries about South American weather are diminishing. We will leave out the third possibility, that they just don't want to buy beans almost 70 cents higher than where it was at the, you know, compared to last week at this time or whenever they put those positions on. But be that as it may, we do have some significant fundamental factors in the beans that would suggest that it is tough to see a low in the beans during this time period without a super dry weather event occurring in the month of February. And not many meteorologists that I know of are looking for that right now.
So how do we market going forward with all that we talked about?
Yeah, adding everything you and I just talked about together is that the wheat would be the least to sell right now, corn would be the second least to sell, and the beans would be the most to sell on rallies. If the wheat and the corn can turn, thanks to the dollar, crude, and that relationship reversing itself, then I think you want to make some preparations to get some real good sales in place on the soy complex and go back and look at your break-even levels given the lower energy prices and see if, you know, close to $10 beans isn't a pretty doggone good price for profitability. Not big profitability, but at least profitability.
Can treasuries and or bonds throw a monkey wrench in all we talked about?
Well, this is where the gold is hitting levels not seen since September of last year because it is once again a safe haven because of the Swiss National Bank and what it did yesterday. And there is a volatility play with the VIX where it's jumping up to multi-month highs. And so you see now the dollar, the bonds, and the gold are all safe havens because of what's happening in the central bank atmosphere and around the world with the emerging markets. That sets us up for, I think, a major sell on the bonds down the road here in the not-too-distant future.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day.
You too. Mike Luzzolo of Global Commodity Analytics in Atchison, Kansas. Let's go ahead and see how futures are trading. Hard red winter March wheat, 584 and three quarters, up 11 and three quarters. July, 588 and three quarters, up 8 and a quarter. Soft March, 541, up 8 and a quarter. July, 548, up 8. March corn, 386 and three quarters, up 6 and three quarters. July, $4.50, up 7. December, 414 and a half, up 7. March beans, 992 and three quarters, 93 even, now 92 and three quarters, up 1 and three quarters. July, 1004, up three quarters. November, 976, down one half. March soybean meal, 327.10 up 40. March soybean oil, 33.23 up 24. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.
This is Invisible.